This is Centennial Sports Radio. I am Jamie Neugebauer. The Ontario Hockey League announced today their roster for the two-game Canada-Russia Subway Super Series that will take place in Guelph on November 8th and Sarnia on November 12th. Steve Spott, the bench boss of the Kitchener Rangers, will coach the squad, and the team will surely want to make a good impression, as he is also set to be the head coach of Canada's entry into the World Junior Hockey Championships upcoming this Christmas. Mississauga will be represented by defensemen Stuart Percy and Dylan DeMello, while Brampton sends forward Barclay Goodrow. All three will appear in the first contest, but only Percy stands to play in the second game in Sarnia. All three leagues in the Canadian Hockey League will provide an all-star outfit to face off against the Russian National Junior Team. The tournament itself kicks off November 5th in Boisbriand, Quebec, and ends November 15th in Victoria. For Centennial Sports, I'm Jamie Neugebauer.
So we're here with Mr. Tui. So brand new general manager, brand new coach. How's everything going there?
So far, so good. Training camp's been relatively uneventful, but the positives are that our older players have kind of set the tone with their work ethic and the competitiveness that they've shown. So it's encouraging when you can rely on your older players to kind of set the tone as they have so far. But obviously, that has to continue into the regular season.
Absolutely. I guess the thing that a lot of people are talking about this team is the strength up the middle, obviously with Jenner, Lawton, and Castles. But especially up front, the question marks that many have are on the wings. Do you have any comments about your wing situation? Are you concerned? Is there anything in the works to add more, or what are your thoughts, I guess, on the wing situation right now?
Well, I think we're in pretty good shape, really. I think when you look at the left side, if we go Lucas Lesio, Sebastian Uvira, there's two big guys. We've added Adam Lloyd that can play left wing. He's going into his third year in the OHL. So there's some experience there. And then on the right side, I think there's a good chance we're going to have Tyler Biggs here, who is a first-round NHL pick, right winger. Scott Sabran's an overage player who we've got here. Players like Don Urbanek and players that have been here that can play different positions. Michael Dalcol can play left wing or center. I'm not so sure that that the depth of our top nine forwards is a concern. It appears anyway so far that we should be okay there. But again, until you get into games against other teams, I think that answers your questions much quicker when you're in competition that matters.
Absolutely, and I guess you mentioned Tyler Biggs and the. Obviously, being in Toronto, I'm sure you're getting lots of questions and attention regarding him. But what is the situation with him, and how much do you think he'll be in Oshawa this year?
Well, we're still waiting a little bit of direction from the Maple Leafs. I believe that the chances are better that he will be here than he won't. Tyler is here right now, participating fully. He hasn't played an exhibition game yet, but he's fit in very well. I think there's a chance he could attend. If there is no NHL training camp, he could attend a training camp for the minor leagues, which could disrupt him a little bit here. But it looks like there's a good chance he'll be here. But ultimately, that decision will be made by the Maple Leafs.
Absolutely. I guess I don't know if you'll say it or not, but there is obviously a pretty clear number one for you guys in net, Daniel Altschuler, drafted. Guess coming off of Hockey Canada experience as well, I guess, what do you see in him and what kind of year do you expect him to have?
Well, we have high expectations for Daniel. Obviously we traded Kevin Bailey to really kind of cement Daniel as the number one. It was hard. Kevin's been a really good person and player here, but we want to show faith in Daniel, and so far he's responded very well. His conditioning's much improved. Seems to have a really mature outlook and approach to everything, as you would expect from your number one goaltender. He's a big kid, which I knew he was big. I think either he's grown or he's bigger than I thought he was, but he's a big goalie. And then you've got a young 95 born goaltender, Ken Appleby, who's also huge at 6'4". And we've also got a player, Justin Tugwell, a 94 born, who's competed very hard here to try and be noticed as well. So again, it's early, Jamie, but it does seem like we have some depth in net. But, again, the proof is in the pudding. Once you get into the games that really matter, I think that really shows you what you've got. But so far, we have not been disappointed in our goaltending.
Yeah. Just a couple more questions. I guess the name that jumps out to me on D is Jeffrey Chemich, with Memorial Cup experience. What do you see in Chemich, and what do you see in the D Corps? Do you feel that it's deep enough?
Well, they are a little bit maligned publicly here. That's been a concern of this team over the last couple of years. So, in fairness, Jeff Chemich and Matt Petgrave were late arrivals here, and this will be their first full year. They both have Memorial Cup experience. They both were part of the Owen Sound OHL Championship team, so they do have a lot of experience. They've settled in now as veterans. They're familiar with the city and the organization. So I think it's hard to you can't replace experience, and we've got a young defenseman in Colin Sullentrop that's a third-round NHL pick to Philadelphia, and we've got a young defenseman here, Chris Carlisle, who was here last year with limited ice but has played very well as Josh Brown, a huge defenseman that was limited in his opportunities last year, but you know, so far has looked like he's going to fit into our regular rotation, along with, you know, we've got 395 more defensemen still here. So, you know, again, the experienced guys we have enough experience that they should be effective at this level. But, you know, again, until you get going, who knows for sure. But I'm gaining confidence in them as a group, you know, slowly here as we move forward.
Pardon me. Yeah, for sure. Two more questions. I guess with all the CBA talks, and we talked a little bit about the uncertainty regarding Tyler Biggs, I guess guys like Jenner and Lesio specifically could be, well, I guess maybe less with Lesio, but more with Jenner. How much compared to other teams would you say that the Generals are almost not hoping for CBA and labor strife to continue, but I guess how much does that affect your planning going forward, and if at all?
Well, I think logistically it helps us somewhat early, because if there isn't training camps, we've got our guys here right from the start, which benefits us, I guess. But, you know, labor unrest in the National Hockey League really long-term doesn't help anybody. So first, we would hope it gets settled. But the longer it goes on, it does create some uncertainty, because if they do settle, what happens to our NHL drafted players? Do they attend a training camp? Do they not? It's a little bit unknown right now, but certainly in the short term, the ability to work with the group and not having disruptions with guys going to NHL camps is helpful. But again, this situation probably doesn't help anybody long term with the NHL and its players currently.
Yeah, for sure. And I guess my one last question is, I talked to I talked to Coach Smith a couple minutes ago, actually, about Michael Dalcole. And I guess how impressed he is with that young man out of Vaughan. I guess what are your impressions of him, and what role you see him playing this year?
Well, Michael's an impressive kid. You know, he's a good player. But one of the first things I did when I took this job was to visit Michael and his family. Obviously, I had nothing to do with selecting him here. It was the people before me, but certainly looks like a good pick, and I came away after my initial meeting with Michael and his family very impressed with his maturity. He doesn't come across as a 16-year-old at all. The maturity almost looks like he's an 18-year-old. So, you know, there's potential leadership, I think, from him moving forward as he gets older, but as a player, he's shown very well. He's got a big frame. He's got to fill out a little bit, but his skill level is very good. His hockey sense, his IQ, his vision, very good. As a 16-year-old, it would appear at this point that he has potential to play with good players, which, you know, you're old, your good players are your older players. So we see him playing a role potentially in our top 6 to 9 forwards, either as a center or left winger. He has some the ability to play both. And when you have hockey sense and creativity with the puck, that allows you that opportunity. So far, he's shown that might be a role for him. Initially, I kind of thought as a 16-year-old center, he might start entering our fourth line and work his way up, but you know, that may be fast-tracked because of the potential he's shown us so far.
Great, and that's also a good... he's also good if guys like Jenner and Biggs and whatever aren't there, eh?
Well, he's in a great spot for his development, because our older guys like Boone and Lucas Lesio, even Tyler Biggs, who's new here, but they're a very mature group. Like, these are not young kids we're dealing with. These guys have a real high maturity. They train, they practice like pros, and I think that'll only help a young player like Michael being around them. And they're so far have shown very much team first attitudes. They help the young kids, and so I think Michael's ability and potential to develop, you know, there's a good chance it could be fast tracked here.
Right. Absolutely. Great. Well, those are all the questions that I have. And, I really appreciate you taking some time to chat with me.
Nope, not at all. Appreciate your interest.
Great. And if you'd like, I can send you my finished product.
Yeah,
once it's
sure, anytime. I'd appreciate that, team. Do you have my email through the Generals?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. No, that's great. If you send it, I'd appreciate it.
Great. Thank you so much again.
All right. Thank you.
Take care.
I know.
Bye-bye.